Live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports with... Did it do it again? It keeps, like... Nope, this is it. It's happening. Sorry. I'm going to keep going. I thought things screwed up because it doesn't have the time up there. See that, Mom? It usually does.
All right.
We're going. I'm going to do the intro again. From live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports Widow Show with Molly Erdman, the Sports Widow. There we go. Okay. All right, now we're in. What happened to your finger?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you hurt your finger there.
No, that inhale was just that our logistics leave something to be desired.
You know, you do a lot of inhaling all the time, and every time you do...
It's called breathing.
No, but you do a very pointed inhale a lot. And it always makes me wonder what's going on because you'll be like, an inhale and an exhale, actually. And I'll be like, what? And you'll be like, nothing. I'm just breathing. But a lot of times
people sigh. My sighs are not necessarily some passive-aggressive grab for attention. I'm just...
You sigh a lot.
Well, I have a lot to sigh about. I need the oxygen, obviously.
I feel like...
Joe makes a lot of noises like... grunting noises and effort-based noises when he eats or showers.
There are times I make noises and I'm not aware of the noises that I'm making. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll point out to me.
Like last night, Joe was having a popsicle and he kept like, I'd hate. Yeah, you would like.
I suck the popsicle
and then my teeth
hit each other as I suck in the juice off the pop is how that works. That's how you maximize pop flavor. So if you want to have a dull ice pop, keep on eating it without sucking in the juices. But
I suck it in the juices. I'm all for. It's the teeth gnashing.
Well, maybe that was something else.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, should I respond when I hear... So do one of your sighs. Now, should I just let those go or should I respond?
I'll tell you if you need to respond.
Okay.
Because it would be followed by, the trash can lid is up, which it is.
It is. Okay. All right. That's
okay.
Good news.
I feel like I've learned not to respond when you're like drying yourself off after the shower and you're like, God bless it.
Do I say that when I'm drying myself off?
You say it a lot.
I don't know about that. But it's good to know that I can ignore those sighs now. I feel like that's going to, you know, that's going to get me.
So this is our first podcast that is public.
Yes, we're public. So right now I think the people watching probably know us. I don't know why anyone in the public would. But there may be people on our Twitter feeds who aren't our Facebook friends, and they can look it up this way.
But I think also on Facebook, like, they'll just show, you know, video of, like, here's a random video, and
you can click
watch.
On it.
So if that's you, hi. I'm Molly. This is Joe.
We'd be better off having the Squash Molly as the first image for people tuning in. No offense. Not that they don't want to watch you, but I think it's more intriguing.
Okay.
To see a guy with a squash or a girl with a squash.
All right.
I mean, now I'm getting into something else totally that I'm not trying to insinuate at all.
The squash market? The squash demographic?
Well, I was being more salacious and Trumpish. A lady with a squash.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the Sports Widow podcast. And and last week was kind of beta testing. Of just getting a lot of the equipment straightened out, which it still isn't really. But Molly wasn't here, of course. And
scoot over a little.
All right. Yeah, but this is really, honestly, this is the good part of my face. So if people only see this, you know how they'll just assume the other side of my face looks exactly the same.
Scoot over a
like I have
little
perfect symmetry. I'm in. Okay. Right. Got to sit back a little more. We need new chairs. And I was thinking about this last night. I told some people about this, these Facebook Lives, and one person at a show was like, yeah, I was waiting to figure out what your angle was when you were trying to get money from us. And I was like, wait, why would I try? I was like, do people try to get money from these things? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're not going to do that for a while. We need to build trust and a rapport with our watchers, listeners, and then we'll come in for the money. For example, to buy something like better equipment.
Okay.
Down the line.
Okay.
We're fine like this. Or maybe like a big giant like background thing to put there.
Oh, yeah.
Like a huge like naked picture of half naked picture of Herschel Walker or something. something we already have. Or had, actually. I don't even know. I think it was in the garage and it's gone.
No,
anyway.
We have the can. Okay, no, so can we tell the story?
Yeah, because it's gone. Because I think we cleaned out the garage and it's gone.
And we got rid of that.
Yes.
So
it's kind of sports related. We'll get to one sports story later on, but this is sports related. Go ahead.
Many years ago, five years ago, I would say, Joe's brother, we were driving home one night and when we go down the driveway of our building, our parking spot is the first one, like straight ahead. So other spots you have to turn. Ours is just straight ahead. So we go down the driveway and our lights catch something straight ahead in our parking spot, like against the wall.
Our parking spot is you go down the driveway and it's straight in. Now
literally just said that.
Wait a minute. We don't usually drive, you know, we don't go front in. We turn and then we back in so it's easier to get out. That's what we do usually.
So that's a little glimpse into how we park. Point is, as we were coming in, the lights caught this. And it looked like a man, a large man.
You can go further. A large, muscular black man.
Yes. Was standing.
Shirtless.
In our parking spot. Upon closer inspection, it was a canvas photograph on canvas.
Yeah, like a fat head, but on canvas.
Life
that someone
size.
Had done themselves.
Stretched on a frame, a wooden frame, of Herschel Walker.
In just football pants and no shirt.
Even I'm aware of who Herschel Walker is because he played for the Dallas Cowboys.
He did.
And because I once went on a camping trip where I rode a horse named Herschel Walker.
Wow. And Herschel Walker, if you know sports, is basically one of the greatest college football players ever. And then made the Cowboys as great as they were, not by playing for them, but by being traded to the Minnesota Vikings for a bunch of draft picks, which then created the great Dallas Cowboys teams in the early. Yeah, they traded him for like 7-8 players and draft picks, and that set up those Cowboys teams that were so good for so long.
Here's my other association with Herschel Walker is that when did he play?
He played in the 80s.
Late 80s, though,
yes.
Right? Yes.
College in the mid-80s, early 80s.
There was the SMU scandal where the players were getting paid.
Talking to the mic, good.
Where the players were getting paid. As radio stations, at least at that time, were wont to do, Eagle 97.
Oh, yeah. The Eagle.
In Dallas made some kind of song that was about SMU. And I just remember the chorus was... SMU, we're playing for cash. It was like a rap because I was very popular too.
Sure.
And the only other specific part of the song that I remember is it was one of the players, I mean, not one of the players, one of the DJs pretending to be one of the players saying, I'm not a big talker, but I make more money than Herschel Walker.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
That's it.
I'm sure Herschel probably got a few perks when he was at Georgia. Oh, that should have been a little quiz there. Where did he go to college?
I wouldn't have known. I was going to ask you,
Georgia.
Actually.
Herschel Walker also played the beginning of his career, and this may have hurt his career overall, for the New Jersey Generals of the USFL, owned by New Jersey Generals.
Chris Christie.
USFL, Donald Trump.
Oh.
Donald Trump owned that team.
I was close with my first guess.
And I think Donald Trump also is responsible for the demise of the USFL, because he wanted to compete directly with the NFL. There was a 30 for 30 on it and everything, but everything he touches turns to crap. But this is nonpartisan.
The other thing I know about Herschel Walker, I believe, is you told me that all he does is sit-ups and push-ups or whatever.
His exercise regimen is he's said this many times. He would watch TV during the commercials, and that's something that happened back then, he would do push-ups or sit-ups. And then when he was outside, he would do wind sprints. That was his only exercise. Now, again, if you've ever seen Herschel Walker, he's chiseled like a Greek god.
Take it easy.
Well, and a lot of that is natural ability and genetics, and that's why he's like that. And, you know, if I do the same amount of push-ups and sit-ups, I'm not going to turn into Herschel Walker, who probably could have played in the NFL at my age, which is 35.
Yeah. So anyway.
Older.
I'll cut to the chase on
we
this.
We see
Herschel
this. We drive and we see this. You know, what seems to be a large, muscular, shirtless black man in our garage.
It turns out Joe's brother had placed it there, but it took some...
He had dug it out of his garbage and then come to my house and put it there.
Why was it in his garbage?
It was in a dumpster in his building.
It was pretty good, and we kept it for a while because then we went on a trip, and we knew that he and his wife... We're going to come in and check on our cats because that was before all our cats were dead. Unrelated.
Right.
So we
put it in the shower or something.
But we also, at the time, our sister-in-law was pregnant. So we also, I think we called her and we were like, you shouldn't come.
Right. We did not want to force a miscarriage for a practical joke. And my brother and I have a very checkered history of practical jokes. We don't do them all the time. When we do them, they're usually effective, and the other one of us usually gets very mad, and there's usually like 6 months of not talking.
Yeah.
We can get into some of the other ones. We're not going to talk about all of them. I think I did talk about the Kevin Fleming coward looking through my apartment one.
Well, I've heard it, certainly.
Yes. And then there another one that we'll talk about down the line is I purchased a ping pong table for my brother as a gift. I actually purchased it for myself.
This wasn't a prank.
Well, in a way, it was a prank, but it backfired. We're not going to get into it fully because it's a whole episode to talk about it. But that was one of our longest droughts of talking. Yeah, it's an episode and a half.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know how we got into that.
I don't either.
All right. Oh, about getting money to have a canvas.
Yes.
Yeah, Herschel Walker behind us. Anyway, I think eventually we sat on it for a long time,
and then it got cleaned out with our garage. Sadly.
We don't have the real estate for pranks.
No.
You know, we can't store joke stuff anymore.
No. Exactly.
Just talk to my wig collection.
Oh, quite a few. We'll break those out over time.
Yeah.
When the show becomes more or less
popular.
Well,
people saw one last week. You put a wig on the squash. All right.
Ah, cough button there. We're not approaching, and this is interesting. So we're trying a different hour today. We're earlier than we normally are.
I don't think it's working.
Well, in terms of viewers, it's not, but maybe this gives people more time over the day. Really, do they have to see it live?
Oh, my God, we were supposed to tell my sister.
Oh, you know, and that's another thing.
Shoot.
So let's get back to this. We talked about her sister. So what did she say? She wants to see it?
She said, text me when you're about to go live because I've never caught it live.
Yeah. So those are the kind of requests that her sister gives us sometimes. Like, just tune in and figure it out. Why do we have to text you to tell you that we're on? Pay attention.
Because
here's another thing she did. Wait. She texted me. I sent you this a couple weeks ago. It was something where she needed to communicate something to you. Right?
Why are you talking about this right now?
Because it's good news.
You know she's going to watch this.
And she needs to know. She texts me a full paragraph that says, hey, can you text Molly and tell her for me?
It was like a sentence.
It was like two sentences. Can you text Molly and tell her for me? I can't text right now because I'm holding a baby. Okay? She was over at my brother's house
holding a baby excuse.
But she sent me the text telling me to text Molly. In half the length of the text that she sent me, she could have texted Molly whatever information needed to be passed along.
You know
That's
what I
my
bet?
Point.
You know what I bet? My sister speaks her texts sometimes. Often. So I bet she had a thing open for texting you. Otherwise, she would have had to hit a new text and put my name in. The way it was now, because she was already in communication with you, it was easier to just hit one button and be able to do that. Emily, chime in when you watch this.
Well, of course she's going to chime in on your side. We'll put up a poll maybe if we figure out how to do that.
I don't think you can do that on here.
I think every day we should put up a poll. Who's right, me or you? And that's like our daily poll.
I don't want to do this anymore. Should we talk about more sports for a few minutes?
So do you know what the big sports event last night was?
No.
It was a basketball game.
All right.
A rematch of the finals. So.
Ooh, boy. The Heat and the Cavs. No?
No.
The Cavs and the Warriors.
Right.
Yeah.
Why did you have the Heat mixed in there?
Because did the Cavs have to beat the Heat at some point to get to the finals?
No.
All right, I don't know.
LeBron used to be on the
Heat. No, I know that.
Well, that's the reason you had it mixed up.
No, I just thought that there was some kind of
rivalry there.
Yes.
Okay. There's not. The point being, Molly, you don't look happy right now. That's one thing. When we were just doing this audio podcast, I would just be looking at the screen. But now I can – I don't look at Molly, but I can look up there and see that Molly's not happy with this. Scooch in. It's okay, though, because I've always thought this about Molly and women in general.
Don't – I don't think you should say this. All right. Go ahead.
I just think angry women are interesting.
Well – you're going to be real interested for the next few years because it's angry.
I'm not saying it's unwarranted. I'm not saying it's ever unwarranted.
I didn't ever either say
I have a problem with being entertained by angry women.
You're going to be highly entertained in our current climate.
I know. Yeah. But that's not as entertaining to me because I feel I have empathy. The women, they got it tough. I personally like it. Somehow, I have this
when you make
dysfunction.
Them mad.
Yes, when it's me, it's a flaw of my personality that is easily traced back to when I was a kid, and my mother would be furious and chase me around our house, which you could literally run around the downstairs and never. Many houses, your house is like this, mm-hmm. and never be caught if you're fast enough, like I was. Occasionally, she would jump me and ambush me, and I'd be like I'd be watching TV, and she'd sneak up on me. But that's the seed of it, and ever since – and any woman who I've had more than three interactions with probably knows this. And I'm sorry. It's a personality flaw.
Yeah.
But right. And also it also doesn't work out where like in an argument, if you're mad, I will kind of smirk mm-hmm. or smile. That doesn't do well.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No.
Nope.
So the sports story that we'll talk about is that the Cleveland Cavaliers played the – Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
A rematch.
Uh-huh.
And the Warriors killed them, blew them out, destroyed them.
Okay.
So it wasn't even a game.
Oh, okay.
That's our sports for today.
Great.
There wasn't a lot in that sports thing. So, wow, we got a couple of people who are joining for the second day in a row.
Oh, nice.
Now, one thing about this is it tells me you may be spending a lot of time on Facebook, which is never a healthy thing.
But I think that's just the nature of how things are now.
Yeah, all right. But, folks, that's just my warning to you. You can spend time watching us on Facebook, but don't get all sucked into the whole thing. It could be bad for you.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I know we're experimenting with the technology here, but mm-hmm. I'm going to say telling people not to be on the thing that's allowing them to watch us is like a negative.
Another personality flaw of mine. I enjoy alienating my audience in the hope that I can win them back afterwards. That's the basis of Weaselicious Improv. Mm-hmm. Alienate immediately and then see if you can get them back.
We have
it's a bigger challenge.
A friend who we performed at Second City with, Brian Gallivan,
mm-hmm.
who took an improv class from you. One of the very first classes you were subbing.
I was subbing for my, at the time, girlfriend, later to be wife, currently ex-wife, and improv guru, Susan Messing.
Yes.
I should probably tag her in these things to get more viewers.
Okay. And you he remembers very clearly that you taught the class that a groan is as good as a laugh.
Yeah.
Which I think sums up your comedic philosophy.
Well, sometimes you have to shock the audience a little bit. Sometimes you need to give the audience a little, you know, a groan means you've probably surprised them. Maybe not in a good way, but you've certainly surprised them. For example,
I disagree 100%. When I groan at something, it's usually because it absolutely did not surprise me.
Oh, I didn't mean it in that way. So he took it wrong.
Brian, I don't know how he took it. I know what a groan is. A groan is like, ugh.
I'm saying, I'll give you an example. Did a show this weekend. In one of the scenes, we got a groan because one of the characters was pregnant from her brother.
That's a
right.
That's not
a groan.
A groan is like
Oh well, see, that's different. I'm not in for those.
Well,
that's disagree?
What your legacy says.
No, like you're saying,
like
lame jokes.
Dad jokes. Yeah.
My legacy is not dad jokes.
Well, but that's what you've told everyone is that you enjoy people's responses to your terrible jokes.
No, no, you're misinterpreting completely.
I understand.
You're confusing edginess with hack.
No,
the opposite.
I'm not. You're confusing a groan with a other sound.
Again,
I don't know what that's called, but I wouldn't call it a groan.
My point is that you can go as far as you want to go in improv.
Okay.
Is what I was saying.
You're trying to elicit any kind of response.
Yeah.
Yes.
The point one, of theater.
The one, Joe's kryptonite is no response.
In everything. In everything. No one's ever learned that, though. But
learned it. It's just very difficult.
I'm a savant at getting attention.
Maybe next week we'll tell this, or next tomorrow we'll tell the story of the bloody nose.
Next tomorrow? Now, do I respond to that?
Okay. No need.
Okay. One thing Molly said to me last night when we were going to bed is, how much more toothpicking am I going to have to watch you do?
Should I expect, I think.
Should I expect?
Yeah.
Because I have toothpicks, and I like them. And I use them sometimes just to chew on, sometimes to pick my teeth. Okay? That's what a toothpick is for.
Yeah. I don't like them. I think they're fine in private if you have to get food out of your teeth. But, like, walking around with a toothpick in your mouth, I'm not a fan of, especially because our daughter thinks that you eat toothpicks.
That's true. And I've tried to dispel that myth with her. And she's asked me why she couldn't eat them. And I was like, nobody eats them.
No, they just hang out in your mouth.
Well, she has no access to the toothpicks, so it's fine.
Although she did find them. All right, okay.
They're not on the floor constantly.
I picked one up this morning.
That's not constantly. We're going to have to, we need a producer. my expectation is that each episode you would have maybe a news item to bring to the, something to contribute. I contributed to the sports story.
Okay. Well, I would say come at me with these ideas when we're not recording so that I can come in with something.
Okay. I was just maybe seeing if we were on the same page with things and if we have
sure,
a psychic
connection. Sure, that's fine. I'll come in with a news item. Joe wants to do a Hot Topics.
Segment
where he wears of gloves.
Yes.
So look for that. Maybe that'll be my thing.
Did you want me to look for
that? No, I don't mean look for that.
Oh,
I mean
look for that.
Yeah.
We have of gloves.
Yeah, of course.
Don't wash those. They never dry. Ugh.
Yeah.
I think we can finish up on just one more thing. I don't know if we'll always be in the morning like this. Oh, that's one thing. We had to wait for Molly to shower and get ready and everything today, and that's something that may be a bit of a problem because I've obviously not showered. And
days.
And again, this is, I guess, where we get into, I guess a guy can get away with not showering for longer than a woman can.
Yeah.
In terms of public appearance. I don't know. Yeah, there's not much difference in me between – right now with your hair up, there's not much difference in you. It's not like you get dirt-faced or anything.
I like showering every – this is a thing that we struggle with is that Joe has some unique takes on life.
There's a drought.
Actually, there's not anymore. And my showers are short enough that three of my showers are about the length of one of your showers. I'm very efficient in the shower.
I will agree with that.
Yeah. My showers are about 5 or 6 minutes long.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just put that out there. Anyway, So I will come in with a news item. It's not.
You have one
be...
today?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not going to be. I'm like, you can get plenty, especially because it's on Facebook. You can get plenty of politics. It's going to be a non-political.
No, politics is like.
You mean a sports news item?
No.
Oh, okay.
A non-sports news item.
Okay.
You know, like
I'll
a little thing.
Like a human interest story.
Yeah, like that. Something to talk about, basically.
Yeah.
I coughed right into the mic there, folks. Sorry about that. One last thing. I almost puked right before the episode.
We don't have to tell them everything.
Well, I wanted to explore it. What else are we going to tell them? If you had a news item, we wouldn't have to do this.
It's been 23 minutes. I thought these were going to be shorter than this.
Yeah, that's true. We'll take your responses, your comments on the length and everything,
the time
of the broadcast.
You know what we used to do when we were just doing these as audio?
Audio, yeah.
What are we watching for this week?
Well, coming up this week, and now that we're doing this every day, and who knows how long that'll last, but...
What's today?
Today is just more basketball and hockey, regular season, nothing.
Okay.
And there, you know, like the NFL draft isn't until April. It's in Philadelphia for some reason. The football playoffs this week. It's a big weekend of football playoffs.
Yeah.
There's other news items.
One game Saturday, one game Sunday?
Two games Saturday.
Oh.
No, both games on Sunday.
Oh.
No Saturday games this year.
Okay.
That's good because this Saturday, we got a lot going on. There's the Lady March in Chicago, Women's March.
And all over.
And everywhere, a lot of big cities. We're going to be in Chicago. Your sister's going to be here at the house.
And Herschel Walker will be here.
Herschel Walker, if we find that thing again.
The
lady thing, birthday parties in Chicago. Mm-hmm. My older daughter, her birthday is in January every year. And it's in Chicago every year.
Yeah.
And it's cold there. Although we looked at the weather, it's not going to be too bad. So that's all right.
We'll, our thin California blood will survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's about...
That's definitely...
We didn't get into the puking thing, but we could talk about that later.
I think we're good.
I think it may happen if we keep doing this in the morning more often. So that's good. And another thing is, you know, down the line, we may have guests and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, Tim has tuned in twice in 2 days.
Yeah.
He'd be a great guest. More people would watch him than either of us.
Definitely.
And when he gets on, I showed you that video of my of the guy hitting his knees from the pull-up thing. That's a tease for a future episode of a story of my father in excruciating pain and me laughing at him. So it's not just women.
Great.
It's the misery of men that that I also enjoy.
He broke the glass floor of of
whatever.
Whatever it is.
All right. We went way long today, but, you know, watch at your own pace or listen at your own pace.
Yeah.
I think for the listeners, it's better to go long.
Sure. If you're going to, like, set it up and listen to it in your car.
Into
your car. Sorry. There's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, again, we always appreciate your feedback. This is the Sports Widow podcast. It is broadcast live on Facebook, Facebook Live, and it's on iTunes where you can download it. Or please subscribe to us. I think that's our best hope at monetizing subscribers.
And also, if you are someone who – you can always see the video of this on Facebook after the fact and obviously listen to the podcast after the fact. If you want to be in on it live on Facebook – we are going to tweet as we're starting or minutes before we start.
On the Sports Widow.
On the Sports Widow podcast, I believe, is our...
So follow Sports Widow.
Well, let me find
on
the
exact... Twitter.
Yes, Sports Widow Show is the...
Is the Twitter is the handle.
But if you look up Sports Widow...
There's not a lot of Sports Widow things.
Well, apparently there's enough that ours is Sports Widow Show and not just Sports Widow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's many of us out
there. I must have
set
that up.
Yeah. I think there was a Sports Widow.
Lady? Okay. She died.
Oh.
No. All right. We still haven't figured out how to end these things, I guess. Who do we get the bonus footage to? The Watchers? I think the Watchers.
Okay.
All right. So for you listeners, thanks. We'll be back tomorrow. Keep subscribing. Although I guess once you subscribe once, just don't unsubscribe.
Yep.
That's our mantra. Don't unsubscribe. All right. You're off on the audio.